Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Vav Omed Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we begin with Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, a short simen that deals with Dinei Zman Kviya Suda. When should a person first start having something to eat in the morning after davening? So the Mechaber writes, Kishiyagia Shor Revius Yikba Sudoso. When it reaches the fourth hour of the day, a person should go and have his morning meal. But if he's after davening spending a significant amount of time learning, he's a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he can't break at that moment to eat breakfast. He should wait until the sixth hour. But don't wait longer than that. Don't fast past the sixth hour of the day, because in that situation, when you eat, it won't be beneficial to you. To have a kizorik even luchemis, it would be the equivalent of pouring a stone into some sort of a container, trying to, quote, elevate the volume of water or of wine in the container. You haven't really done anything. So it looked like the wine is higher up in the container, but it's only because of displacement of the volume of the stone. So you haven't really contributed anything to the wine jug's content. All you've done is raise the level, but not the amount. In low time, and this is true if you didn't have something for breakfast, at least a little taste in the morning. But if you had some sort of a taste in the morning, so then if a person didn't eat a full breakfast till after chatzos, that's okay. It won't be detrimental to the person in that situation, because the benefit they had from eating a little bit of breakfast will suffice to help him. That's the entire Mechaber. Now let's look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. Kishiyagia Shah, when it reaches the fourth hour of the day, that's when a person should normally eat. Who is this referring to? The Mishneh Berurah says, Hayinu l'chol adam, this is for the average person. However, avo po'alim, but workers who have to go to work, aminim b'gemara, d'zman sudasun u'b'shoah chamishas. So they're starting work early in the morning, so that when they take a break, they'll eat their breakfast in the fifth hour of the day. Sifkat and Beis, the Revius, in the fourth hour of the day, this means kishakon b'amud ha-shachar. This is calculated from the dawn's light, Amura Shachar, Chashvina Nashos Mitzchilasayom. That's what we consider for these purposes the hours. This would be like the Shita of the Mogin Avram in terms of how we calculate the hours of a day. If a person gets up afterwards, later than dawn, so then for that person, Chashvina Nazman Meshikom Mimitoso. Then for that person, it's appropriate to calculate the fourth hour of the day, the fifth hour of the day, from the time that he actually wakes up from bed. The issue footnote number one brings down, in regards to a person being forbidden to fast on Shabbos, we say you shouldn't fast past the sixth hour. So then, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Peches, that the reasoning there is Mipnei Shem Ochal Achri Hashazu Hareu Kizorik Evan Lechemas. There it talks about the same idea that it's a waste of time. It's like throwing in the stone into the jug of wine. You're not really increasing the amount of wine. You're just increasing the location where it is, and that's a waste. And therefore, that would be considered fasting on Shabbos. Below Hizkir Shemachashu Nesas Mamishosh. There it doesn't mention anything about from the time that you get up in the morning, but it mentions straight from dawn. Whereas here, the Mogen Avraham, which is a source of this din that the Mishneh Berurah brings down, does say that you can calculate from the time that you get up. So there seems to be a stira between these two statements. In any event, we go to Mr. Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. He writes, Ad Shor Shishas, for the Talmud Chacham, you should wait till the sixth hour. What does that mean? Hainu Tchilas Shor Shishas, to the beginning of the sixth hour. V'lo Ya'acher Yoser, Al-Koponim Yiso Shor Shishas. And certainly, you shouldn't delay till the beyond the end of the sixth hour if he's so involved in his learning. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, Vayishor Revius V'shor Shishas, that which we just said, the fourth hour and the sixth hour, Rotsu Lomar Zman Yusein. This is, of course, calculated by the time of the year that you're in. It's called Shor Zmanios. You calculate from the dawn, let's say, until the Tzeisah Kochavim, like the Mogen Avraham, or like the Vilna Gaon. You calculate from the sun's rising till the sun's setting, and you break that up into 12 equal periods of time. So in the summer, when the days are longer, each Shor Zmania, each hour, will actually be longer than the 60-minute hour. In the winter time, when the days are shorter, each hour will be less of the Shor Zmanios, will be less than a 60-minute hour. The issue footnote number two brings down, Hayim yesh chova l'Talmud Chacham lasok b'limudo v'lo lechol ad shor shishas. Is this an absolute requirement that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to eat something beforehand? So he brings down from the Mishnah Halachos, from the Ungvar Rebbe, Rebbe Nasher Kleinzatzal, Shavadai shim lefomim hishkim v'shliach v'hishlum kviyusul kodim shor shishas. If the Talmud Chacham got up early that day and he finished his set learning that he has to do in the morning before the sixth hour, he certainly can eat then like every other person. And the Kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch is only, Shav sheyesh mishum v'nishmati misnaf shosechem leb chol pas shachris, he tiru le Talmud Chacham macham ashosei p'limudu lahamtim at shor shishas. The whole heter over here is that the Talmud Chacham can wait till the sixth hour if he's learning, as opposed to, you might have thought, no, everybody has to eat by the the fourth hour because that's healthier. So the Talmud Chacham is given a dispensation over here that he can hold off eating until the sixth hour. And therefore, Lochein, Im Kvar Siyim Es Kviyusu. And therefore, if he did finish his learning earlier, there's no reason that he has to wait till the sixth hour. It's just he normally has a heta to wait till the sixth hour if he's busy learning. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains this Evin L'chemes, what it means, like throwing a stone into this jug. Kigon Chemas Yain, you have a container filled with wine, Shechoser, that's missing some wine. Vayedeze Nifkam, and it's considered a Pogum container, it's considered a lacking container, it's missing some wine in it, it's not a full container. Bezorik L'socha Evin Shismal, and he throws a stone into it, so it displaces the amount of wine upwards that's equal to the volume of the stone, so it looks like it's now filled. Zilomal of Lomori, but in fact, there's no additional wine there, no more, no less than it was previously. Dayan Gufa Lun, they said the wine didn't increase because you threw in the stone. If you really want to fill it up with more wine. Likewise with the food and the eating over here, if you eat so late, he won't benefit. He won't get stronger. This won't be nutritious for him if he waits till eating past chatzos. Mishnah Berurah continues. It's better to eat during the day than during the nighttime. Likewise, v'yochol beis pomim b'yom im cholash libo. A person can eat twice during the daytime if he's weak. V'yimali kreitzel b'pamachas. Rather than eating one larger meal, it's better to eat two smaller meals. I should point out, these aren't absolute dinim, these are recommendations. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'yisnai gapi mashakosu b'inyan hamon, and we should conduct ourselves like it's written by the mon, ba'er b'osu l'achol, at night you have meat, v'lechem b'bokel l'sbor, and in the morning you have bread to satiate you. Then he brings down from the Zohar in Parshas B'shalach, lo liboy inish levash l'mezonim in yoma l'yoma. Person shouldn't cook for today, for tomorrow, and likewise, he brings down v'lola akiv mezonim in yom liyom achori. A person shouldn't leave over food from one day for the next day, and the reasoning is v'atam kidei sheyavakish b'chol yom amazon osav. Person should always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu each day for his bread. He shouldn't, so to say, stock up and have a lot of extra food. Like the mon, a person should know that he's dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. V'shtachu ayod b'chon b'chol yom v'yom le'ela. And this way, a person will find there's a tremendous bracha. If a person is truly a Baal Amunah, he will find there's a tremendous bracha. Tov she'epanach kodim sudas. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here that a person should preferably, if possible, go to the bathroom. If he has need to go to the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom before eating. Again, as I mentioned, these aren't absolute dinim, but these are recommendations based upon various esoteric and deeper sources, and also sometimes based upon an understanding of medicine that is different than our understanding today. Therefore, if a person doesn't follow these, he is not over an isser. Mishnah Berurah concludes this Simon Kufnun Zayim with Sif Cut and Hay. He says, "In lo tami dibitzapra, these rules don't apply, that it's dangerous or not beneficial to eat if you wait too late, if you had something to taste in the morning. Avolim tami, but if a person did taste something in the morning, lo havikizorik evan l'chemis, this rule that you're wasting your food, so to say, by it won't benefit you, doesn't apply. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Mekom mokom l'chachila nira denochon l'kbo asuda b'shishis afim tami dibitzapra. Nevertheless, he says, still don't delay eating until after chatzos, it's still better for the Talmud Chacham to eat in the sixth hour, because they would eat a little bit in the morning. One time a Talmud ate something early in the morning and then he went up to learn, he just had a little bit. Nevertheless, he still should eat in the sixth hour, unless there's extenuating circumstances, as we've already explained. That concludes this short simon. Now we go to Simon Kuf Nun Ches, which deals with Netilas Yadayim, how important it is for a person to wash his hands Netilas Yadayim before he has a meal. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Kishyovo lecho pas, when a person goes to eat bread, Shemavorchon of Hamotzi, the type of bread that you have to make Hamotzi on. As we'll see, there are other types of grains where you make a mazonis and not a Hamotzi on. We'll talk about that. But it should be the Halacha, Ito Yodav, a person should always wash his hands Netilas Yadayim, Afilu Eni Yodeh Lehem Shum Tumah, even though he doesn't know for certain that his hands have any Tumah on them. Just for the possibility, your daimaskonio, same as we'll see, the hands move about. They may have touched something, so we don't take any chances, and you always wash Netilas Yadayim before you eat bread. And you make a bracha, Vivarach al Netilas Yadayim. Of course, the full bracha, Bracha Toshem, Okhenam, Achalam, Ashek, Yacham, Zalat, Zivaru, al Netilas Yodoyim. However, but if you're eating a grain meal that is like bread but is not bread, and you only make a mazonis on it, you don't make hamotzi on it. Kegon, for example, lachmanios, various types of small rolls, which you don't make hamotzi on. We'll explain this when we get to it. And the Ramah says this is something called sturti balaz. I'm unfortunately not sure what that exactly is. Dakos, these small lachmonios dakos, or pasa bobekissen, or this bread that is referred to as pasavok bekis, some sort of like a pie. Pirush, the Ramo explains, pasa suya, a type of dough, bread that is made in tsukaro, with sugar, ushkeidim, with almonds, vegozim, walnuts. So all of these, as when we learn the hilchos of brachos, one doesn't make a hamotzi on them, one makes a borim in azonis on them. Eino kaveh asur alem, one doesn't establish a set meal on these types of foods. And therefore, ain't tzarich lintilas adayim. Therefore, they don't require washing in front of them. There are many, many caveats to this din, which we'll learn some right now. So let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph. Mishnah Berurah writes, Tam takonos netilas yodayim hu mishnei dvarim. The reason that Chazal set up, and this is a din derabanan, to wash your hands netilas yodayim, is one of the seven mitzvahs derabanan. So this was set up for two reasons. Number one, echod mipnei srach tuma, because of a concern that you're going to be metame truma. In the days when there was truma, obviously a person whose hands were tame, or whose body was tame, would be metame truma, and truma that's tame can't be eaten. So the one had to be very careful around truma in the days when truma was nohag. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hainu, kiven d'yodayim maskonios hein, v'nogim l'chol dover, since your hands were constantly moving about and touching places on the body, where a person becomes tame from touching those places on the body, and you may not even realize it because your hands are constantly askonios, they're constantly moving about, you don't even realize you just scratched yourself or you touched yourself in a certain place. U'zman sh'ayinoyik tuma v'tara, and in the days when tuma and tara were extant during the demand of the Beis HaMikdash, and even somewhat there afterwards, v'akohanim achlu truma, and the kohanim were eating truma. So therefore, they have to be very careful about truma and tara. Hayitzrichim lito yedei midivrei sofrim. So the rabbis instituted that they should always wash their hands before they eat truma or taros, called machilas truma, k'deish lo yitamu b'nei yosan, in order to make sure that by accident they didn't betame the truma, which would be a very big issue than if they were to eat truma tmeya. U'k'deish yirigil anakohanim b'zeh, and in order to make sure that the kohanim got very, very much used to this and didn't sometimes wash their hands, sometimes not wash their hands, depending on whether they're eating truma or not, and they could therefore lead to a mistake. So the rabbi set this up as the takana for everybody. So everybody will always wash their hands before they eat bread, and therefore the kohanim will never, ever not wash their hands before they eat truma bread. And therefore, the rabbi set up, whenever a Jewish person eats bread, he can't go and eat the bread until he washes his hands. And in this way, and even though nowadays, that nobody's eating truma, unfortunately, we don't have the paraduma, everybody's tame, we don't any longer have the ability to be matara ourselves from tumas meis, so therefore the dinim of tuma and tara have essentially gone away from a practical point of view. Nevertheless, the rabbis didn't rescind this takana of always washing your hands. Why? So as soon as the Beis HaMikdash will speedily be rebuilt in our time, it's Hashem today still, so then the Klal Yisrael will be very still familiar with the washing of the hands, and it won't lead to this problem of srach truma. That's the first reason. The second reason that the rabbis brought forward for washing netilas yadayim is mishum nekiyu sukdusha, for physical cleanliness as well as holiness and spiritual cleanliness. The Samchu Gemara, this is based upon the Gemara in Brachos, which is based upon the Pasuk Akra, V'iskadishtem V'isem Kedoshim, you shall sanctify yourselves and become holy. And this is the marker that the rabbis set up as an asmachta for the din of Netilas Yodayim. This is why many people wash their hands before they make any bracha. For example, before they light the Chanukah lift, before they do Bir Chametz, people will wash their hands before they do a bracha. The issue footnote number one brings down an interesting thing. What about an onein, a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, just lost one of the seven relatives and he's waiting to bury them still. He's in the period of time called aninus, before the burial. So that person is potter from doing all mitzvahs aseh. So what about netilas sadaim? So he brings down from the Birkei Yosef that person still has to do netilas sadaim because that's a lo saseh. However, he brings down that the Bikuri Yaakov disagrees with this and says, no, since you're potter from doing all mitzvahs because you have to deal with the mace, you're potter from doing netilas sadaim as well. What about a young child? At what age do you have to do netilas yadayim? So Rava Yashiv Zatzal brings down that a katan doesn't have to have his hands washed if he's below the age of understanding how to keep his hands clean. However, once he reaches the age, shiodeh lishmar yod b'tara, that he can keep his hands clean, he won't touch himself in all sorts of places, and understands a little bit about cleanliness, so then he should wash his hands before he eats bread as well. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, lechol pas, v'chulei, talking about eating bread that you make a motzi on, lafukia peres. This is as opposed to fruits, as we'll learn in sifhei, kiladcham sifhei. And the reason is that you make it on bread and you don't make it on fruits, v'tam lefish ein rov ha-truma el mini pas. That technically, the din darais of truma is really the five grains. It's only grapes and olives as well that are included in the din of truma b'daraisa. The pasuk says, reishis degoncha, and therefore, vein derech lechol mini dogun el achashos mimino pas. Most of the grains that they had were formulated into bread. And And that's why the rabbis insisted over here, this takana specifically for bread and not for other types of things, even though people would eat other types of truma as well. So therefore, the rabbis only instituted netilas yadayim over here for the daraisa, most common type of occurrence, which was bread made from grains. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shemavarchal v'motzi, the lo tiknu ele bedover shekovim sudolav. The reason for this is that the rabbis only instituted this din for something that you were koveya suda, you set up a set meal upon, and that is really only for bread that you make hamotzi on. Sivkot and Dalet, yito yodov, you have to wash your hands. It means both hands, shtei yodov, you can't just wash shnei yodov, you have to wash both your hands. Ubekli, and you have to use a utensil to wash them, you don't just stick your hands in the water. Biyachim ocho rak biyachas, and even though you're only playing tea with one hand, chayshinim, we're concerned, shiyiga gam bishnei, that you may come to touch with the other hand, so a person has to wash always both of his hands. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, when you do wash your hands, tov shiyito yom etchila, a person should preferably wash his right hand first, kideisha small to shamish liyom, and then the left hand should be assisting, so to say, to wash the right hand. Dear Shifut, it's on the 8 and 9, do bring down that there are Kabbalistic reasons to suggest otherwise. However, we do not paskin like those Kabbalistic reasons, and we, in fact, always wash the right hand first, and then we wash the left hand. In regards to a lefty, he brings down that the Prima Gadim says, haolech achar yomin shel olam, a lefty washes his right hand first, just like the rest of the world as well. And in regards to Netilas Yadayim in the morning, we also wash the right hand first, the Negovaser, and that's because we want to have the Midah of Chesed, which is alluded to in the right hand, be over the Midah of Din, which is alluded to in the left hand. And this Din is true as well in Dir Shifut, and number 9 he brings down, if somebody else washes your hands, they should wash your right hand first, and then your left hand. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay says you have to wash your hands even if you don't know for certain that they are tamei, that they touched a place that is inappropriate to touch without then washing your hands. So he says, v'gam einam iluch lachos, and likewise, even if your hands aren't dirty, they don't look soiled in any way, you still have to go wash your hands. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'varach al netilas yadayim, which is, of course, as I've already mentioned, haynu asher kishon mitzvah v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. The issue foot number 11 brings down a whole discussion as to whether you must be standing when you say this bracha. It certainly seems to be preferable that you should be standing when you say this bracha, but certainly one is yotze, even if he made the bracha while he was sitting down. In addition, the Shari Tshuva over here in the bracketed asterisk note, V'yivarach al netilas yadayim, brings down from the Ritva in Chulin, and Beirach al netilas yadayim, v'nimlach shalo lechol, lo havi bracha levatola. That if a person intended to eat bread, and he washes his hands and tilas yadayim, then he goes and sees it's not the bread to his liking, or maybe the bread is spoiled or some other reason, so that's not called a bracha levatola. He did what he was supposed to do at the time, and he shouldn't be concerned that he made a bracha levatola. And Dir Shifut number 11 brings down that the Chazon Ish over here and Ershom Zalman Zatzal both paskin like this Ritva. The Nafkamina over here is that we don't force the guy to go and have bread if he doesn't want to have bread at this point in time. Baruch continues and he writes, how can we say Vitzivanu? V'shayach lamar Vitzivanu, afdu mi divrei sofer. Even though this is a din de rabbanu, we can still say that Hashem commanded us, din itztavinu lishmo mehem, because we have a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, k'desiv apia Torah sh'yerucha lo sosu v'gomer. And this is based upon the Gemara, that every din de rabbanu is really a fulfillment of a din daraisa of listening to the Chachamim. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, explains that when the Mechaber said that you're on these small little rolls, you don't make a motzi, he said, these dinim will be learned, you spoil the kama b'simen kuf samaches. We won't discuss this now, but we'll explain the inyon of what bracha to make on various grains in simen kuf samaches. And he says, look over there for all the dinim. And he says, v'komash v'lon da'af te'elu mechameshes haminim heim, kivin shalo kovasud aleim ein tzorch l'netila. Since a person normally doesn't establish a meal on them, even though they're from the five grains, we don't make hamotzi on them. And certainly, because you came out pasu osi mishar dvarim, and certainly, if bread is made, let's say, from cornmeal or from potato starch or something like that, she'enem chamesha seminim, which is not made from the five grains, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, so therefore, she'en tzrichim netila yolim, they certainly never require a netila sudaim. And the Shaaretz Chaim brings down over here, hainu afim kovasud aleim, in Ozavav, he brings down, even if you set up a meal established on cornbread, this is not called bread at all, and therefore one never makes hamotzi on it, and therefore one never has to make a al netilas yadayim on cornbread or on something similar to that. On Pesach, for those people that use potato starch to make all sorts of breads, of course you make a shahakol, and you do not require a netilas yadayim before eating such types of potato starch pastries, even if they look like a bagel, even if they look like bread. finally, simkat ches ve'enu kaveh, you're not kaveh yisuda on them, so that's why you don't make hamotzi on the grain products like lachmanios, dakos, or the pasim of a kisnin. But the Mishnah Berurah says, avol im kova suda aleihem, if you did in fact establish a meal on these, then tzarech netila, then you would have to go make netila sudaim and make a bracha kamo ala pas. The gam hamotzi ubirchas hamazon tzarech aleinu, because then you'd also have to make hamotzi on them, and you'd also have to bench on them im kova suda aleihem. If you established a meal on sponge cake, for example, so then you wouldn't make hamazonos, you would make hamotzi, and you bench birchas hamazon, and we'll learn all these dinim in sin kuf samaches. How do we establish kviya suda? That will also be learned over there. Beis Hashem Yisparach. If a person started off, he was only going to eat a little bit, and then he ate a lot to make it a shir kviyas, then he does have to wash his hands right over there, and birchas hamotzi, has to make hamotzi, and all of these ladinim will be learned over there. That concludes today's shir.